Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 10th of December, recording at 9:37 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the more interesting developments here today. The most important one in my book is that we had another strong day to the upside from the China A shares. Now, they've been on a strong run ever since the very recent first meeting held by Xi Jinping following the election results. And the dynamics have been very powerful. What will be quite interesting to see is how this actually performs up near last month's highs, which are now within easy reach. And my own feeling is that we're not likely to encounter a great deal of resistance there overall. Incidentally, on this subject, I won't try to repeat it, but Owen has some fascinating background information on some of the early maneuvers of Xi Jinping. And I think you'll find that you won't see that on many other research sites, and I think you'll also find those comments very informed and very interesting. Now, elsewhere in Asia, the Philippines, which has been an absolutely star performer, but it is overextended, and it's just been a vertical rise recently. It's not wildly overextended, but it's sufficiently high to be due for a pullback, and we had a modest decline here today, and it wouldn't be at all surprising if we saw that market ease back a little bit over the next few weeks in a consolidation of those gains, but probably remaining to the left of the rising 200-day moving average, and it's still a bullish sector. Singapore is also a little overextended, as you'll see, but these have been star performers and I think are likely to remain so here over the medium term. So I'm only looking for consolidations. Now, moving on to Europe, the surprise, at least surprise to, well, no, I think it's got to be a surprise because the way the market reacted here today was the news that Mario Monti is stepping down as prime minister. Now, that led to a very sharp 2.2% reaction by the Italian MIB index. And we also had a surge in Italian bond yields on this announcement. And another factor that's at play here is that it's generally known now that Silvio Berlusconi, former prime minister, of course, is attempting to regain power. So there's considerable understandable concern over that. Monti issued a statement a little later on in the day trying to calm nerves somewhat, saying that he was confident that Italy would be, I'm paraphrasing now, so this is not an exact quote, but that he was confident that Italy would return a responsible government. I don't think he mentioned Berlusconi by name, but obviously he didn't have him in mind. But it was a shock to the system, and it kind of took a little bit of the glow away from Europe's strong rally overall. Although I was encouraged to see that we had indices mostly edging back up a bit on the day, and I'm sure Italy was down over 2.2% at one stage on the day, particularly early in the day. But most of the European markets ended with modest gains here. Now, also looking at the Americas. Wall Street's closed out with a modest gain here today. There are some hopes that progress is being made on the fiscal cliff, but this is a sort of a one day on, one day off kind of thing. If you're finding it a little bit annoying, you're not alone in that, or at least I'm with you on that. And I look forward to a resolution of that event. And I think we will get it. I certainly hope we will get it. And but what I really want to see coming out of the administration, the Obama administration, is some real across party lines leadership. Now, it's no good pointing the blame all the time at the Republicans in here. I mean, they've been annoying enough, as opposition parties usually are. But real leadership is needed in the United States, and I hope we actually see it. I have my doubts about that, but I hope to be proved wrong. But anyway, if we were to get a resolution of the fiscal cliff issue, and hopefully sooner rather than later in terms of the end of the year, I think that would add a little more to the stock market rally that we've been seeing, although I would suggest that the firmness that we have seen suggests that the market is at least partially discounting a favorable resolution to this event. And I think there are a number of factors that could make us reasonably optimistic for next year. It's going to be a slow growth year, but look at the changes that we've already seen. Europe and crisis are no longer automatically mentioned in consecutive accompanying words. And China, this really is interesting. I think this is a hugely important turn, and it's been easy to call the bottom prematurely in China, which means that's exactly what I've done, only to see it fall back and then move a little bit lower, but that sometimes happens. And I think what makes this different is not the dynamics, because we had dynamics previously, although those are encouraging, but it is the political maneuvers and the new leadership that's in place. So I'm quite optimistic on that front, and obviously as Owen, and again, do have a look at his comments today. And what else to mention in here? We've had a lot of strength recently in the industrial metals. Now, they'd been a depressed sector, but they're bouncing back quite strongly, and they had another good day in here today. Now, that's related to China. If China is pulling out of its slough, although I put inverted commas around that because that's really an exaggeration. What do you think China is actually growing? I think the official figure is 7-point-something% per annum. So let's say it's only 5. That's enviable growth. At least the Western countries would regard it as enviable growth. So China hasn't been doing all that badly, although there has been a lot of uncertainty, and because the market's been so weak, people have understandably lost confidence in China. But I think this is probably a situation where if I'm right, and this really is an important bottom, that we get China from going from underperformer to outperformer. And that could last for the lengthy medium term, in other words, at least a couple of years, and hopefully a bit more. Now, I've already said that, so let's talk about the implications, and they're quite significant. It would be good for the Asian region generally, not least some of the ASEAN indices. which tend to do well when China's also doing well. But they've been strong performers all along, so they might actually underperform China. I am expecting China to be an outperformer. Now, that would be particularly bullish, I feel, for Australia. Because there's been a lot of concern in Australia that it's overly dependent on commodity exports to China, and those had been actually dropping off. So you've got a lot of quite cheap share prices on many of those resources companies in Australia. And also throughout the Australian market, you've got very high yields. So I think this is an attractive market, and if we dare I mention the word bull market, if we get a more bullish phase here overall, Australia, as we've seen often in the past, it can easily become one of the star performers in a bull market. So a China that not only rebounds, but takes up some global leadership, I think would certainly drive the Australian market considerably higher. That means that it would also drive industrial metal prices considerably higher. And that would be good for the cyclical mining shares. For a while, in the last decade, the mining shares were performing like growth companies, but they've gone back to being cyclical performers here, and a revival in China has got to be good. And you know, the Rios and BHP, they really do look like they are in the latter stages of fairly significant base formation development. So I think that's really quite interesting. Now, last but not least, what are we looking for here in terms of precious metals? And we've had a very good day in palladium. That's back up over $700. Silver, which it had shakeout one stage last week, but that's back up to $33.29 as I speak. Gold, interestingly, it's currently up over $8 at $117.12 and change. Now, I'd really like to see that get back up to at least $17.50, but the really important level is up near the $1,800 level. I think that will happen, but for this to remain consistent with some of its earlier performances in the lengthy secular bull market that's underway, we do not want to see China, I feel, go back down below the lows that we saw couple of months ago, and I think it got down to what was it, around 116.25, something down in that level. I don't think we want to see that again. So a higher low, and then a push back up above the $1,800 level would look terrific technically. And I think that's the way we're headed. All the precious metals were firmer here today. And on that note, all the best to all of you.